This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Two oh three, mate.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 203.
What are you saying?
TVI podcast.
Hi.
I'm gonna do some admin on my mic. Audio only.
Yeah.
First time in a while. This
our
has been video audio
team
only.
Held up on the.
Lucas normally does our tech. Was AWOL.
He's in jail.
Lucas has gone down for quite some serious crimes. We cannot say anything legally right now. How hot is that cup?
That's an unnecessarily hot cup.
All right, we'll do it.
That ruins the pleasure of my coffee.
It looks nice, doesn't it? But when it burns, your hand sticks to it.
Yeah, that is part of my problem. Is a lot of my these are my keep cups. So they're basically what John Hastings is on the episode.
Hi everyone, welcome back. Good to be here
in London. So last time I saw you was in Melbourne.
Yeah.
No, not physically. Last time you gave on a podcast in Melbourne, and then we saw each other in LA, and now we're in London. And next we'll be in Edinburgh.
We had a wonderful spontaneous evening of laughing our goddamn assholes.
I talked about that on here.
Holy shit!
The narcotics,
mushroom chocolate.
It was the best. It was the best in that it was just simply one of those things where it was just really sat down. We felt just a little tinge, and then my legs started shaking to the point of absolute madness.
Do you know that like restless leg syndrome?
Yeah.
John got it like as if he
had. No. So I have a twitch. My leg shakes because of dyspraxia or some premature side effect.
Yeah.
And now what I've learned is, what's weird is not a full big boy dose of mushrooms doesn't do it. But
just a little.
The leg that's like,
your leg, like, so I couldn't, because obviously I was on mushrooms too, so I started getting really hyper aware of stuff, and like I was really giggly, and that door just opened.
Yeah,
like
the
it was
door.
A ghost.
For those, what's interesting is this podcast would have been so good with a video. We have cups that are basically made of
lava,
of heat enhancing materials for our hot drinks,
and a door just randomly opened. That was like proper ghost.
Yeah, spooky, man.
That was because it's shut, and it just sort of went like and just really.
I thought it was
open. Yeah, I thought it was, but she's at nursery, and then she's walked home on her own.
Oh, hi guys. Do you want a drink?
Yeah. I thought your wife was just popping in to be like, can I be on the podcast? Yeah. If Lucas is not here, I'll be the camera person.
Your leg. I just got so fixated. Every time I'd be trying to have a chat, I'd look down, your leg was really on the go.
Like trembling like that.
Yeah,
on, like,
proper.
You can't see the video of those at home, but how I'm sitting is my left leg is literally under my right leg.
Yes.
And that's because we're recording. So that there isn't the noise of me shaking this room with my foot. Like, I was recently speaking to my girlfriend and she was just like, why do you do that? And I was like, it's involuntary. She was like, that's involuntary? Why didn't you ever tell me that was involuntary?
Yeah,
I was
like, what was it? What, she thought you were doing it on purpose?
Yeah, but every person thinks I'm doing it on purpose. Like, because no one, because here's the problem is everyone else who like shakes their leg, I think they're just doing it.
What?
Absent-mindedly.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like that thing of like, it's like if your twitch was to like put your hand up in a straight motion like a Zig Heil, and then you're just always around a lot of Nazis.
You
blend in with bad crew.
But there's
a medical explanation to separate from. That's
Julian's twitch.
What's weird is Julian's
bring
twitch.
Bring my
is
twitch.
Also...
Don't twitch shame me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, is it not just at night then, the twitch? It's in the day as well.
It's like anytime. It'll be anytime.
Do you think you're lacking something like magnesium, because I took magnesium and it helped mine a lot.
No, it's like a thing I've had since I was like a baby.
He was prematurely born.
I was born premature.
How many weeks were you born?
I was born.
Was it like third? Like you was? Oh, it was proper premature.
Like I don't know how many. I could text my mom. It's like in the. It's like 32 weeks or something.
Yeah.
It's something that when I say I was born July 10th, and I was supposed to be born at the end of September.
Yes.
And
how long premature?
It's like 2.5 months.
2.5 months. Like it was like.
So your mum was like 6.5 months pregnant.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they fucking went in there, threw a bunch of experimental drugs in me.
So did you, were you in like an incubator for the first?
First year. Or first month. First year. No.
The first 14 years.
Like Neo from the Matrix.
That's right.
I still live in it.
They were trying to do a Canadian Captain America program, but they lost government funding.
So the first week of your life was.
First month. And
First month, yes.
So I have a.
Did you have health issues when you were young? Like immune system issues.
Didn't have immune system issues, but I had a bunch of like weird, crazy medical ailments that they're like, what the fuck is wrong with this? If I ran for a distance of time, I would cough like I've smoked like 8 cigars.
They
took me to the doctor and like gave me all the scans and it's like, it's athlete's asthma. It's weird that he has this right now. And then, like, what would happen is they would...
It's weird. Yeah. Anyway, see you later. Next.
Yeah. Like, this is
it's weird.
All of my medical appointments as a kid would literally be like, what the f... Yeah, whatever. They'd see, like, premature. Like, my right knee from the age of 12 to 18, if I moved at all, it sounded like 800 walnuts being broken. Like, it was the loudest noise. And I finally went to... Like, I was seeing a doctor for something else, and then I just cracked my knee and was like, what the fuck is that noise? And he was like, this is you growing, man. And I was like, I don't think you're a fucking doctor. Yeah. I think you're a liar. So the biggest sort of side effect of that for me is I have a super pathological giant fear of hospitals and this like smell of cleansers and needles. Yes. And it like took me a while to be like, I've never had a bad experience of needles, but like it like that's, terrifies me. And it was because for the first month of my life, the only way they could feed me, because you can't suck and swallow at that point, is they take a needle and inject it into my head. Luckily, biggest fucking... Luckily, with the size of my head, they actually used a long dart from the door.
That must have looked weird in a restaurant.
What's even weirder is they have to hook up the other side to my mom's boob. Yeah.
But we've got he's a mutual friend. But I don't mind saying it might not be something like. Mm. But he's got very premature child, and she's had loads of like health issues, and it's a real like you know it is a thing that can I think that first month of being just in such a sterile environment and not doing the normal things of being just basically attached to your mum. It can just apparently the immune system's the one that can often take us. It just basically delays it, so it takes a couple of years for it to kick in.
The last bit of nutrients you need are you from the mum?
Well, the first bit, yeah. There's that thing. Well, the whole way the body works, isn't it? There's that thing. Obviously, sometimes it has to be a C-section. Some people can't breastfeed, whatever. The ideal of how humans work is it's meant to be baby's born straight, crawls up its mum's bloody belly, has like what is it, that colostrum, that first bit of milk that comes out that's different to the normal milk, it's thicker and weirder, and then the milk comes through the colostrum, then the milk, and that apparently like
that colostrum's super nutritious
and apparently it sort of sets I listened to like loads of podcasts about it when Anna was pregnant, and it sets basically the early sort of baseline of their gut.
Yeah,
or microbiome, whatever they call it. So yeah, it's sort of sick because it's a hard. Like I know because I wasn't breastfed. I've always had gut problems. I know it sounds like I'm just now, you know, spitballing it's weird that.
Hey,
I've heard it's a common.
Let's really
side
turn
effect.
This podcast into one that's referenced by like weird medical people with dreadlocks because I also have huge weird gut issues, and I've always, and by I mean doctors and my mom have always been like, "Hey, you're premature." Like it's just certain things.
Yes,
because it's either what I've always been told is stomach or lungs.
Yeah,
and I'm.
You take stomach over lungs, mate. You
don't want bad
stomach,
lungs.
Just have a Gaviscon and get on with your day.
Exactly right. I just take a fuck every 2 days. I have a shit that makes me like concerned for the earth. Like,
I have to buy a new toilet.
Yeah, exactly. I need to buy. We need to leave this city. Like,
I had to scoot. Oh god, no, it wasn't shit, luckily. But the other day, me and Twyla went into a public toilet in a coffee shop. We went out for a big ride around, like, so I was messaging you about, I had to get a new bike wheel put on. Somebody teethed my back wheel. And I had to get, like, the back wheel and sort of, and some of the gear bits, everything. I had to basically get a full kit put back on, and he had to redo the gears. And, like, just, it cost me £166 to get a new wheel, basically. And the bike just sort of sorted out and back on the road. And but it does mean now that me and Twyla can go back out. I've got one of them seats that snaps onto the back and she just sits on it.
Oh, that's cool.
It's fucking wicked.
I remember being a kid. So, like, I was raised by a single mom, and my mom wasn't much of a cyclist. But the real reason I never got to sit in one of those seats was, although I was premature, I was a fucking unit.
I
was the size of,
did,
like,
you sort of then catch up very quick and get a big, you were a big baby.
Yeah, so what happened was,
I was assumed you were little, and then, like, you got to, like, adolescence and blossomed.
No, I was like a fucking, I was just a sperm, but born. And then, like, basically,
a giant sperm.
Imagine
a giant cum.
Imagine how hot that movie would be. But and then what would happen is, I just, like, apparently it just went, like, little, like, boom.
Yeah.
So I was giant, but the problem is all my development was delayed. I didn't talk until I was, like,
seven
or eight. I was 14.
14.
But, like, I was like 2.5, 3.
Right.
And also, like, here's the thing that no one talks about in society. Now, it is very openly discussed, things like learning difficulties, prematurity, the effects on that sort of. In, when I went into school,
you were just a big dumbass.
I was just a big fucking dumbass. Like, it's just a fucking idiot. Like, literally, like, welcome to
fat idiot.
Yeah, this big fat-headed dumb
fuck.
They used to
put dunce hats on, didn't they? In the corner.
They made me wear a dunce jacket.
Just face the corner.
So rude.
Dunce.
I remember asking my grandfather if the dunce cap thing was true. I don't know if he was lying, but he was like, yeah. They had that. I was like, the triangle. And he's like,
brutal,
yeah, it was in the
man.
But it was only in the '70s. Kids got hit in school.
For being, people get hit now.
But they're like, literally, like, they would have just been dyslexic, autistic, whatever. And a teacher just whacking them with a stick,
the bamboo stick.
Oh my god!
So
and people now go like, oh, it's not like the old days. Like, you know, people who hark back and be like, oh, kids nowadays don't have any discipline. It's like, yeah, but you lot got too much. That's why you're all fucked in your old age. That's why, like, you know what I mean? That's why you're all so, like, subjective about everything.
Every year of high school, I had at least two teachers say to my face, I don't believe that you don't have reflexes.
Oh, my God.
And I think you're lying. To the point, the math teacher, Mr. Michael Whiteside, he is now dead.
Good.
It's great. Said to my mom, this was the best. He said, I think your son is lazy, and I'm not going to help him.
Oh, man.
And my mom.
That's a spirit for a teacher.
He's lazy and I'm not going to help him.
That's
like fucking, Dead Poet Society. Yeah. That's sort of inspirational teacher.
Wow.
What was
everyone's
even
got that one teacher that really
what's even fucking crazier?
Saves your life.
This is the best part is my mom was like, wait, what did you just say? And he was like, that's what I feel. And she was like,
oh, man.
Do you genuinely feel that? And he was like, yeah. And she was like, okay. And then she went and told the principal was like, how do you feel about that? And he's like, this. And then the principal was like, well, I have medical documentation from doctors.
Yeah.
So what happened then was, I was taken out of that class and he, like, caused a huge fit. It was then discovered at the end of the semester he had taught none of his classes any of the curriculum that was, like, by law they had to learn. So the entire grade in math got a B-.
We'll just say, sort of gave him just as, that's a decent.
That's like a, like, that would be like a.
You're sorted with that.
Yeah, that's a gentleman's mark.
Well,
someone showed up. Gave them all a
B-. That's
B-.
A pulse, isn't it?
Yeah. He was quietly retired. And then I remember my last year of high school, on the first day, he was just sat in his car looking at the school. Like, he was like the most, like,
ready to shoot it up.
Yeah.
Just knocking one out.
Mate, he said, man, weren't we all?
In a slow wank.
What's a slow wank?
It's like wanking, but slow.
So you just, like, you just.
It's not the average.
You just take your time, enjoy it?
Yeah.
Just let it just sort of dribble out.
Just let it ponder.
I don't want to get too graphic, but as anyone else, this is the first time ever, I'm in a real phase of not enjoying wanking as much as I used to. And I used to
But you're
love
still
it.
At it, bro.
Of course.
I'm still powering through.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing it more than ever, but I hate it.
That's exactly right.
It's a real effort these days.
Yeah, it's a real chore. Four times a day.
The cardio
banging.
I put in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I suppose it could be an age thing, could be just being in a relationship. relationship. It could be loads of things. Like I am.
Could be just a distraction. You're not doing it because your body wants to. You're just like distracting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're like, bleh.
Yes.
But I suppose I thought you'd be on it all over the show because you're on the road now, away from
home.
That's
what I thought. This is why
ripping it off, mate.
That's why
every
usually
day.
You hit the road and it's an absolute. It's tissue time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But no, in this case, it was kind of like, madam, put on your clothes.
Get
out of the bang bus. I would like to just have a reasonable drive to the airport.
It is disgusting, isn't it?
It's so weird.
It's horrible.
So weird.
Yeah, there's no, like, I know it's natural, whatever, and all that, but it's just fucking
gross.
If it's that
natural, if you get caught doing it, you're deeply ashamed.
You're going to kill yourself.
It's like the worst version of a sneeze. That's what it is. Like, it's just,
That
said, though, they ever once in a while where you're like, I need to get this venom out of me.
Do you ever think about doing one when you're out and then you, when I get home? Yeah.
I really fancy me.
I've got a real crush on me today.
Oh, no.
I've 100% been in that situation. Yeah.
I don't think I have.
Where you're like, you're just like, what am I going to do when I get home?
But there's not in the sense of like, I can't wait.
No, running.
No, like, yeah. Oh my God, dude, this fucking demented
car. Screaming at traffic.
Getting on the bus. Excuse me, driver, I need to pull my plug. So can you drop me off at the park?
50 quid if you run a red light.
Do you think a London bus driver for 50 quid would run a red light?
It's also impossible to run a red light in London because there's traffic on every single road.
Yeah, you just would kill 11 people. Yeah.
But back to what started this whole chain of events was talking about your shit. And I said, me and Twyla went into a coffee shop and she needed to go to the toilet. And I took her into the toilet and someone had put loads of the blue roll down it. You know, it clearly says a sign, don't put anything except don't put the blue roll down the toilet. And it was just a massive ball of it was stuffed in the toilet.
Oh, no.
I know who did that.
So I had to fish it out.
You had to fish it out.
I had to fish it out. She had to go for a shit. I wasn't going to drop a shit on top of it and leave it for the next person. I'm more of a, I'm a team player when it comes to society.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's very kind of you. I don't know if I could have done
that. What would you have done? Just make her do a shit in the sink.
I got to tell you, I would have been like, you're taking the shit on that blue roll and we're not coming back.
And then we're running out of it. Yeah, we'll leave our coffees.
100%.
Get a couple of takeaway cups. And
correct.
Right out.
Get those coffees to go. We are not coming back to this.
When you take a kid into like a toilet, public one, and
it's gross. You can't explain to them. Some people are disgusting.
I've had to clean a few toilets, the seat, and you're like, fucking hell, man.
I have to ask you a question. I want to talk about the reverse toilet situation. What happens when you have to take a shit and you're out with your children? Then you're in that situation of just, I assume you have to bring them into the cubicle with you and make eye contact.
Well, Ray's nine now, so she just demands.
She
comes in of her own volition.
Yeah.
So she just
likes a quiet time
password.
With her dad.
She films it. But no, with Twyla, she comes in. And
it's not a regular occurrence.
It's not that regular, but it does happen. But she's pretty she'll just always if you're in a toilet, often I'll go into the kids' ones, the ones with like the changing tables and all that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So there's a bit of room and there's stuff for her to play with. So we'll go in there and she'll sit
on your lap.
Holds my hand. It's like a fucking Lethal Weapon, mate. Yeah.
Twyla, hold daddy's head. I'm sad. Like Lethal Weapon. We'll go on three.
She'll just run around and play in the toilet. She'll go and pull the bloody changing table down and try and climb on it. She's got no interest in what I'm up to. We'll just be chatting and just, I'll get it done and get out of there.
Yeah.
So she's super chill. Like, there's no weirdness to it. I've always made sure to not keep it. I'm not going to say to her, you wait outside.
Yeah.
Stand by the door. You know, that creates an... The trick to
trying
to parent...
The younger they
are,
the less they're kind of aware of
and
it.
And also, you want to do that thing and never make an issue out of anything because that's the thing they're going to end up...
Having a fetish about it.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want to keep, like, hiding behind the door to do shit.
And when she's
30, she's shitting on coffee tables.
It's
like if a parent is scared
of a spider, or the kids are as well.
I'm cool with spiders. So, like, Twyla's totally... She gets excited if she sees this little spider and stuff. So... You've just got to lean in. Even if you're scared, you've got to pretend you ain't.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was something
I ain't scared of nothing, luckily.
That is not true, mate.
That's not true.
Apart from doing new jokes on stage. Yeah, mate.
Hey, you're afraid of hitting 25 minutes. That's what you're afraid of.
I genuinely am.
Yeah. See, your watch is 21, you start getting a little nosebleed, yeah, just like that.
But, you're the only person I've ever seen do an Edinburgh preview in less time than it's taken me to literally take a shit.
Oh, yeah, that was in Brighton, wasn't it? Yeah.
Certainly. It was so impressive. I think you did.
How
you,
short was it?
Probably 20 odd.
No, for a preview?
No. It's more like a trailer. At 20, you went, that's about an hour. And I went, that's 20, Julian. And you just went, well, there is more. And then just, you did an hour. Like you did.
Yeah.
I think
it's almost like you've got this sort of like inner clock, body clock, hits 20, and you're just like, I'm out. Even if you've got an hour to do
it. I always wanted to get 20 so I could do it as a job. And I think that was subconsciously my goal. Yeah. And when you hit that, like, I'm like, rah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's such a weird, unique, only to the UK
amount
of comedy.
I wish somebody didn't tell me that. Like, that went in, like, somebody said to me, you just need a 20.
Yeah.
And you can do it all over. And that's, you know what I mean? I was in a job I didn't like. And that just stuck in my head a bit.
Yeah.
Also, the, I don't know, it's the bare minimum, I suppose. It was hard to get a 20, though, man.
Yeah, I suppose. That jump from, like, it's that weird one because you start out and you're doing 5 minutes. And the jump from 5 to 10 doesn't feel that big a leap. Even though when you're new, it is a bit of a leap. But 10 to 20 felt like a bigger... And obviously, because then often the 10 to 20 leap was done when you were on better bills with professionals.
Yeah.
So the caliber went up and suddenly you're like, I need to fucking improve myself here.
And also, depending on what time you were doing comedy in Britain, it's not like the people that were in that room were necessarily the most welcoming or...
Depending
on what crew you get, you could walk in and be like, oh, you're going to have a great time. Or you could walk in and just a fucking sawed-off prick. Rooting for you
just
to fucking...
miserable old wankers.
This is one thing...
Owns two houses because he did Jonglers in the 90s.
Thank you.
And he's angry at you because for getting a gig on his gig. He's like, shut up, man.
I remember I met a guy to drop off some... Class A's that I had in my freezer. He was
freezer? What Class A's were they? They sound fun.
I think it was mushrooms and MDMA, and because they were mushrooms, I kept them in the freezer.
Okay.
To keep them fresh. That's, of course, it's fun little trick, little top tip for the listeners. And then I remember I went to this person's 3-story, fully paid off house in London, and they were sat outside in weird, torn clothes, and they talked to me for 15 minutes about how the Bill Murray is destroying British comedy.
Oh my God.
And then I remember this specifically. I remember I listened to all of that and then I walked home because at the time I didn't have enough money for the bus. And I was just like, yeah, the Bill Murray's really
that's the problem.
Fucking prick. Like,
it's mad, isn't it?
Can we name them?
No, I'll tell you guys.
Okay. We'll do it once we stop recording.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll stick it on Patreon, no worries.
Yeah. I mean, you could guess. I've given it very close.
Yeah.
Yeah. The person lives in an area that would have been walkable from my old house that is filled with comedians.
Crouch End.
There's a lot that live there.
So much. It used to be a real comedy area. Now, like, Southeast London's really
Peckham.
Comedy.
Peckham is a fucking...
Peckham, Forest Hill, area.
Peckham is now,
Crystal
is it?
Palace, there's loads of them, mate. Sydenham.
Cheaper rent and it's
I suppose buying
central.
A house. Yeah. I know a few people that have bought in the Southeast London regions.
I mean, the idea still to me, I guess it was just the time I lived in London, the idea of buying a house in London, I'm like, I am not an oligarch of Russia. Like, not just because
not
people have gotten
success. Baron.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My father did not invent the Fabergé egg, sir. Yeah. I will rent on this island like a human, not a lizard person. But it's also just because of
it feels so unobtainable.
I also
you rent in London and then you buy in fucking Hastings.
That's right.
That's where you buy nowadays.
In one of those weird stations that are between Brighton and London that no one has
ever. Yeah. Three Bridges.
I have wanted to do a gig in Three Bridges my entire life. What?
Shithole, mate.
What is the. Are there better
is
be
it
fucking.
Shithole, is it? It
Three
sounds
Bridges.
Nice.
It's rubbish. It's basically just like in this little hinterland where, like, you've got Crawley down the road and Horsham down. Like, in the sort of. So it's sort of a just a basically like.
I got the wrong train to there once by accident. It's the only time. I've
How
been
did
there.
You get the wrong. Where were you supposed to be going?
I don't know. Years
Trowbridge?
Ago.
Trowbridge?
I think I just fell asleep on the train.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As I used to do a lot. stone.
Yeah. But yes, it's a bit of a nothing area. It's just a lot of places where there's a, like, imagine living in Didcot Parkway. Do you know them sort of places where the trains go through and seem to be somewhere they just built an area around a train station?
Aren't they? Cheap property.
But you don't want to live there. Why buy a house where somebody don't want to live? Oh yeah, I suppose there is a rental property thing, but people who move to an area when they just, it's a place they can afford, but it's somewhere they don't want to live.
I never understand that logic.
What are you doing?
Ever in my like I live in LA, which is a city that a lot of people don't like.
Is that where you mainly live?
That's
now?
Where I mainly live now. I just didn't tell anyone. The reason why I didn't tell anyone in England that I like left, like I told friends
on the
and people because I was on the run.
HMRC were on the sniff.
Because of that shit you did.
I embezzled $70,000 from junglers. I'm the reason they went out of business. They would have been able to pay all those comedians, but I just took it. No, but like LA is a city a lot of people don't like.
Yeah.
But what's weird is people assume I'm living there not by like choice. Like they're always like, why wouldn't you go to New York? And it's like, because I like LA.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I lived in the original New York. I don't need another like wet city where a bunch of intense construction workers are yelling at me.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I would
yeah.
like to live in a place where everyone's on pills and the weather is lovely.
Yeah, it's very warm. And yes, it's a thing. I don't dislike LA. I think it's, yeah. I like it. I mean, I couldn't live there, but that's just because.
You've got
to drive everywhere, and that's not, I don't like driving. So yeah. that's my only issue.
I never liked driving until I bought. So I had a really bad year last year, and so I impulse bought a brand new 2023 Honda Ridgeline in September.
I've seen photos.
I don't like driving, and then I bought a truck. I love it.
I'm sure I've seen a photo of it on Instagram.
I put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
It is. Because here's what it is. Here's who you're expecting to be driving a truck. Me.
Yeah.
And in America, they like, I am a lefty, like loon bag. Like, are you do you believe in democracy? Not this form. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so they are so expecting, but my face looks like such a like man who would have a gun in a truck.
Yeah.
It is just, people are signaling such politeness. You're above everything. It's so big.
I love it. Yeah. What are the gun laws in California? I've never actually.
So they like for it. America, they are considered draconian and insane.
Right.
And mostly what it is that
you need to like have some form of ID to buy one.
You have to have an ID.
You need to say please.
Yeah. And the
you need to
owner
be able to
of,
see.
The owner of the gun shop is allowed to decide to do a mental health background check.
Oh, right, okay.
But can waive that.
Yeah.
Which is the that is
weirdly, I think the wanting to buy a gun should be the moment you fail a mental health check.
I completely agree with you.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a thing that people are surprised about how open I am. Like I'm like, take them all away. You fucking lose it. Like
I think it's mad. I don't know. Do you know what? I don't mind if somebody wants to go to a shooting range and ping off some.
It'd be
you
quite
know,
fun, wouldn't it?
I've shot guns in a shooting range.
I've never done it. I'd like to.
But what I've never understood that logic of the constitutional thing of, you know, the right to bear arms is meant to be so that the government can't take away your rights. Because, you know, they've done that. They've done that already. Done it. Did it hundreds of years ago. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I suppose there's something they're never going to take back on.
Well, they can't take it back. But I don't try. Like anyone who believes the reason they've got a gun is so that they can stand up against tyranny if it ever happens, doesn't understand that tyranny doesn't come with a gun at your door. Mm. Tyranny is done economically by the last 100 years of capitalism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've lost already.
And when that amendment was made, it wasn't like guns are like nowadays, was it? It was like
no, it was a different world.
The piece of paper was written by guys that. All of the documentation around that document, everything that they were discussing, we had all of those minutes exist. Here's what they all said. They'll have to interpret this.
Yeah.
This has to change. That's why the wording is loose.
That's why there's a thing called amendments.
That's why you can amend it. literally, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams got into almost a fist fight because Thomas Jefferson's like, the last amendment is every 20 years, they have to rewrite it.
Okay.
That's the last amendment. And John Adams is like, no, that'll fucking be crazy. That'll take so much time. No, like, and they were literally like, there's no way people are stupid enough that they would consider this to be like uninterpretable gospel. And you can literally read their letters back and forth, all of this. And then now we're in a situation where it's like, you can't interpret. And it's like, first of all, it says militia. Which at that time was the, it's so fucking frustrating.
If everyone's got a gun though, do you think it's safer that you have one.
Well, no, because also this is the...
Well, no,
the,
you mean the statistics show? No.
Because yeah, the main yeah. thing...
Because most people, like, you know, get shot in their own house by, you know, not most, but that's not true, but like, in terms of, like, if you look at the kids being shot, it's always the, their family gun. Do you know what
like
I mean?
Like a legal gun.
What is it? Something like... Then the stats on, like, how many toddlers die of... Gunshot
wounds
in the home is insane.
Like, there's a bunch of stuff to it because the other thing you have to remember is there is no gun safety around it. You can't. So America's really interesting in that it is a like.
There's no training course before you get it.
No, it's not like a drive. You got to do a driving test, but you don't have to do a gun test.
Yeah, you literally You can walk in and buy a fucking Rambo gun. Like, understand, like, you. It's also got so
50
much
cal.
Yeah, like.
Stand on top of a mountain. A bazooka. Commando.
My dad has gotten married yet again, and his brother-in-law is like was like very high up in the army and like was a gun instructor.
Yeah.
And is like very pro Second Amendment, but is like a normal human being, so we can discuss that we violently disagree. And even he is like, no, America is fucking insane with this. Yeah, like, this he's like,
but he understands the danger and the safety, and I bet he's quite professional with like, it and stuff.
100%. And he's just like, the problem is that
they wouldn't just like be swinging it around the back, frying it and catch with it.
Like, he's literally like, you can buy a Desert Eagle, which at this point you can get. Like, the other thing that's crazy is, like, guns are being now made as plastic. Like, they're being made to be more easily carryable.
Through an airport.
An airport and everything because America is so capitalistic. Oh, this is a new... Because post-Trump, gun sales have, like, skyrocketed because his entire base is the idea of, like, that's a status symbol. It's a part of your identity. Like,
Well, like that open carry thing, like, have you ever seen that?
I've seen Texas, is it? Or somewhere like Texas that?
I've seen... photos of people like, you know, somebody takes a photo of a queue in like a McDonald's and literally has a bloke with a, like a machine gun on his back because it's legal to do that.
So my brother and I were
just feel so empowering though, the other side of it.
No. I don't feel I've
it.
Seen it.
Maybe he feels that, but I would
fucking losers.
I genuinely feel,
I feel like it looks
loser.
A little bit hostile, doesn't it?
My brother and I were in Texas. My dad was in Texas. We were in a Dunkin' Donuts and the guy in front of us had my brother is like into the army and he knows like guns, you know, like we were into bands and drugs and I think someone's just breaking glass in front of your house.
What's going on?
This is something that I love about London that no other city has is just in the daytime people just get up to shit. Like on the train on the way here, like there was a guy with a big fire in just the middle of a junkyard and he was just throwing shit in the fire and I'm like, there is no way that's legal. But it's just like, it's 10 a.m. on a Monday.
Smell of corpses.
Get the fucking fire up. You know what I mean? Just in Southland, what's he doing?
We have a bonfire in this country, isn't it?
Yeah, there is something about London that it is. Like, England has a real let's destroy the document.
We like setting fire to stuff. I think that's our thing.
Completely.
Like in Australia, they've got rules. Like you can't. You know, like in Melbourne and places like that.
It's a lot more dangerous there, I guess.
Obviously, you've got places where there's wildfires and things, it's a risk. But like even in the cities, like in Melbourne, if you've got a back garden and you've got loads of garden waste, you can't just set fire to it in a bin.
Oh, no.
Like I used to do that when I lived in Harlesden here. Whenever I'd cut back all the trees and stuff in the garden, I'd literally just put them in a fire bin and just have a big fire in my garden.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I just tend the fire. There's something in
fires are nice.
Oh man, I love a fire. There's us judging the guys with guns, you loser. I love fires.
Just do some arson.
Exactly. I want to cause death and destruction, but I don't want it to be,
I want it to be random.
I did always hear them
screaming.
I did contain it in my own garden.
Of course. Yeah,
If you've got a gun at home and you pull it out in the garden, all right.
I'd like to go to a shooting range though, just to feel what it's like.
Oh, my.
Because you feel like you've seen guns your whole life in films, but I've never shot
a big like. I did that creepy thing of I used a sniper rifle when I was at a. I went to a gun range and used a sniper rifle.
Mate, are you a fucking? That is a real point towards you being a sociopath.
Has it got like a really scope on it?
And it was
you could see really far.
So much quieter. My gun was in the bay next to me.
Where were you with
my gun?
Where were you?
I was just in Streatham. No, it was we were in Thailand.
And, doing like a weird.
We were doing a run of gigs. People.
My question is the reason why you went to the gun range is because you were with comedian Mike Gunn
we were just sex tourists for a week. No, me, Mike Gunn, and Mark Billingham did a run of gigs together about 11 years ago, I reckon, maybe even 12 years ago. And yeah, we went to a gun
range.
That's
where you went to the whores, the floors of whores.
No, that's not in, that's in, where's that? That's not in Thailand.
Oh, you're that's pretending Singapore. You don't know where that is.
No, that's the Orchard Towers in Singapore.
Orchard Towers 4-4. There was a real sort of goop of British comedians that had like a reference to the Orchard Towers or the Four Floors of Whores, because they would do those weird... So this is all gone now, but there was a time where if you were a London comedian, part of your circuit was... I literally was here as it sort of was winding down.
Yeah, man. I caught the end of it. So my, that first, like 2008 to like 2011, I was in, every year I'd be in Thailand, Hong Kong, wherever, the Middle East. I'd always have a chunk of the year overseas, like not just in like Australia as I do now. I'd be in Europe
like
three or four times
Thailand,
a year.
Yeah, I'm doing Saudi Arabia this weekend. Oh,
very different vibes.
Finally, someone who agrees with you politically. You know what I'm
saying,
Julia?
Yes.
Yeah. Finally, the crowd that wants to hear your 20 minutes. Men.
Yeah.
Pious religion.
Like, inshallah, brother.
they let women drive there now, don't they?
So start to go downhill a bit.
So we have parted on a couple of issues.
The fact that you're still keeping the bookies shows that you've truly grown, I have to say.
So the roads are much more dangerous now.
Yeah. I won't be getting on a fucking car, I know that much.
My word.
Obviously untrue. Statistically, men are much worse drivers, isn't it? It's always funny stat, isn't it, when they say people talk about women drivers, but statistically, men have way more crashes.
Yeah.
I have,
but apparently what it is, it's...
It's because we're braver. We're not pussies on the lights.
No, but it is. It's basically, I think...
we don't care about being drunk.
But no, because we drive... you flipped it to... Yeah, just go down and right around, around. And no, just aim it towards yourself like that way. This is the dyspraxia kicking in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Men have much... Men drive much more dangerously, so we have more crashes.
Mm.
I think women have much more low stakes prangs, you know what I mean? Like, men will have one crash every 5 years. It's like a death crash.
Women will
have, like... They'll prang their car once every 48 hours.
Yeah.
Carl, let me just...
They'll sit there crying once every 22 hours.
That's to ask a stranger to park it.
Yeah.
Speaking of someone who I think I've been in 11 car accidents, it's 11 or 13.
Yeah, you're a bad driver.
Oh, really? You have?
I, by the way, was driving one time. I was driving
that was
once.
On one stretch of road.
Yeah.
That was
just a fucking nuts day. It's 100% men. All of it was just crazy ass shit. And all of it was... Like being passengers while someone is like, I'm going to turn left now. I wouldn't do that.
I think I'm a good driver. I can like take risk here and there, but I think generally you drive so much though, don't you? Like there's going to be a few little dead people.
A few little corpses.
I mean, the idea of driving.
Human road kills behind you.
I would never want to drive. London seems like such a... the times I've driven in
this
city...
It's a pain in the ass.
This city's just like... It's just like, well, is there traffic? Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
There's a place in New Cross near the venue. Like, I swear, any time of the day.
Yeah, it's always
half
packed.
5 in the morning. You're in a gridlock. Like, where? I feel like getting out and asking everyone. Like, where the fuck are you going?
I remember my ex-wife and I did a bunch of things, and we ended up like late at night driving back into London, and she fell asleep and woke up, and we were just in gridlock traffic, and she was like, "Oh my god, what's happened? Is there like a giant accident?" I'm like, "No," and she's like, "It's 4:45 a.m.
Yeah, places to be, man.
The city has collapsed.
Every one of these is a drug dealer's car dropping coke off to a house party.
100%.
It's gridlocked.
Let's quickly just do a couple of questions before we have a little break.
Somebody,
who's that? Derek says, venues, corporates you'd never play again. That's a weird... I mean, corporates, like, you don't really do corporates again unless you really nail one.
I won't
one.
Do places you again might, if they've messed around with my money and stuff.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But if a bad gig, but I sometimes like to go back and just have a...
Well, you want to exercise the demons,
I think I'm going to stop accepting corporates for sports teams.
Right.
Because people look at my headshot.
I'm thinking, he's a sports guy.
That's right. And I...
NFL.
I love money. Yes. So I always take it. Like, I know what's happening. And then I get there and they're like, "So you got a lot of stuff about pickleball, right? I'm
like, what the fuck, mate? What is pickleball?
I refuse to learn. I don't know what it is, and I'm Chris, not learning.
When I was in LA, Chris was like, oh yeah, I'm going to play pickleball with Ronnie Cheng. Do you want to come? And I was like, I mean, I said, I don't want to know what pickleball is.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Stop making up new sports.
We're done.
We're done. We've got them all.
Yeah. It's like, I think someone's like, it's table tennis, but you're on the table. I'm like, that's tennis, fucking idiot. Like,
the table's massive.
Yeah.
It's made of grass.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we've invented this new sport.
It's a Wimbledon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, we got this ball, and you have to put it in a basket, and you dribble. It's called cottage cheese, man.
That's the thing. You say, like, when you say, like, in London, people are always just up to weird shit during the day.
Oh, LA. LA's a nightmare.
People are always doing activities.
I hate it.
People just, it's never like, I just want to go and sit and have a few drinks in a bar.
I watched Hotel Cecil last night.
What did you watch?
Hotel Cecil, is it called?
100%. That place is so.
Have you been there?
I've been outside of it.
I'd really want to stay there just for one night.
You'll get bed bugs. But still do it. I've had bed bugs loads.
Have you stayed there before?
No, but like I love, so in COVID. So, to explain, the Hotel Cecil is a very famously, quote-unquote, haunted hotel, but because it's L.A.
There's been so many serial killers that have stayed there and, like, murders.
In the 70s, L.A. had 10 operating serial killers happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it's where the Greyhound station let out, and you could get a dollar ticket to L.A.
Yeah.
And so they all would end up staying at these weird rooming houses downtown. So, like, the Night Stalker, the dating game kit, like all of them were staying at this hotel at the same time called the Hotel Cecil. Nice.
Good bunch.
Yeah. Like, good guys. like the dumpsters were literally like taken by the LAPD for DNA evidence.
Also Skid Row, they're like easy pickings.
Yeah. So Skid Row, but Skid Row wasn't there then. Some like it was
sweet
just
things around in Manners, man.
So now there's 750,000 homeless people living around the Hotel Cecil because it's in the middle of Skid Row.
I'd love to walk through Skid Row. Have you ever been through there?
Yeah, in COVID, I'm just talking about going a bit weird.
You had lockdown there.
Yeah, I started doing fentanyl. Carl knew this because we were talking
just
a lot.
Stood there in a right angle, just in asleep. COVID,
I became a student again. Like, I would stay up until 5 a.m. and play video games.
Yeah, yeah. You just bought a PlayStation. And
I thought you meant you were studying something.
No, I bought an Xbox. I never owned a TV or an Xbox in my adult life before, so I went and bought one on the first day of COVID.
That's not a bad move,
you literally hold up Xbox, TV, weed, and just rode
out
of
pandemic. Didn't even smoke weed at the time.
Was that pre-weed?
That was pre-weed, because weed was divorced. I got divorced, and I was like, we're going to need to take the edge off here, and I don't want to put on any calories. And then I went to go buy weed for my manager for Christmas. And then a very pretty bald lady went, something for yourself. And I went, just got divorced, and I feel very sad. Do you have anything that can uplift me? And she went, I'm going to give you a green crack with turbo.
Yeah,
and it did the job, guys.
Sounds
but yeah,
good.
That was the, I think that was the best way to ride out COVID. What was my point, though, about video
Hotel
games?
Hotel Cecil.
So I would do that. And then this I didn't share with a lot of people because even I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
But from like my exerciser to clear my head, I would bike ride through downtown LA because it was there was literally no one. It was the most surreal, amazing thing to do at night.
Skid Row is this.
And so Skid Row, so half of LA downtown is just law offices and banks, like in the towers.
Yeah, yeah.
But then on the street is Skid Row. And then the actual Skid Row is sort of behind and in the middle of all of it. So it looks like this sort of like, if you imagine a well, Skid Row's at the bottom of it. Like it's all these sky towers like blocking it in. It's really fucking
sweet. Weird. So much money next to like fucking third world poverty.
But what's even crazier is it's been there for so long, it has its own streets and
laws.
Like, you just, like, I very quickly figured out, like, as I cycled in, they know, like, it's all operated and controlled by a few different gangs, particularly one called MS-13, who have very cleverly figured out you can't serve a warrant on a tent.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So most organized crime comes out of Skid Row because the police are unable, you can't search, you can't find.
Really?
Like,
the police kind of let it figure itself out,
they're constantly trying to do something about it because and this is because our society is so like strapping for some lefty asshole stuff, but the property that they're sat on is so valuable, the city needs to do something.
Yeah,
but you can't, it's not like it's 1,000 people, it's almost, it's,
do you think they've put fentanyl in there to kind of rid people?
That's getting
pretty like, is that really conspiracy? Or, I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, the actual conspiracy of fentanyl is it was created by the Chinese government and it's being sold to the Mexican cartels.
It's really easy to make yourself, isn't it?
They basically took meth and
went to a cooking program.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more of this.
We're going to go Google the dark web to find out how to make fentanyl in a pot.
Hi, everybody. That's the end of the public episode.
Thanks for listening. Now, if you would like to hear more, you can go over to patreon.com/...
We Are TVI. You have to put it in the search bar.
Because we still haven't taken it off adult content.
Because it's triple X.
It's triple. It's dirty. Filthy.
Nice.
Get your willies out when you listen. but yeah, go over to Patreon, sign up. What's the tiers? I can't remember what it is. Three?
We've got £3, £5, £10 and £20.
That's what I mean. The 20 is a joke one. £10 is sort of a joke as well. £3 gets you just all the back catalogue extra episodes and
hours and hours. Hours.
I mean, there's I don't know how I'm 100
hours
extra sort of episodes. The £5 tier, you get all that as well. But you also, if you wish, get to join the TVI WhatsApp group. And
you can also see the full episode or listen to the full episode with a £3 tier.
Yeah. So
£5 gets you the WhatsApp group.
Yeah. Excellent. That's it. That's all you need to know. Get over to Patreon if you want more.
Thanks for listening.
Otherwise, just thanks for listening to the public episode. And we'll
please like and share.
Yeah, give it a share, mate. Tell your friends. Tell your families. Tell your kids. Bye.
You're actually changing the podcast.
I think you're... 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 I